WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Kings and Queen is the sixth film by the 44-year-old French director Arnaud Desplechin, whose work was the focus of a recent retrospective at New York's Brooklyn Academy of Music. He said he wanted to make a film in which a somber strand and a comic strand were woven together to create something larger than each. And the result, Kings and Queen, has won near-universal acclaim. It opens today in New York and Los Angeles and goes wider next month. David Edelstein has this review.
Most films come with signposts. They signal what you're going to see before you see it, in ways you often don't even register. But the great dramatists create their own syntax. Take Arnaud Desplechin, one of France's least heralded master directors. He varies tones, rhythms, and styles to underline his character's emotions. And you're always one step behind, racing to catch up and make psychological sense of them. His work is nervy and glancing and intuitive, and so are his extraordinary actors. I find Desplechin's storytelling fascinating, which is why I love his new film, Kings and Queen, even though I don't feel as if I fully penetrated its mysteries. No, this isn't The Emperor's New Clothes. I know it's there. If nothing else, it holds you on the basic level of a good soap opera. It's just that Desplechin's vision of two people trying to understand their place in the universe seems too complex and contradictory to reduce. Even as they psychoanalyze themselves, they're elusive. Their motives are just beyond your grasp, and beyond their own grasp, too. Set mostly in Grenoble, in the present, Kings and Queen has two storylines that intersect about halfway through its 2.5-hour running time. Nora, played by Emmanuel Davos, is a widow, mother, and devoted daughter to her father Louis, a renowned author and published diarist, played by Maurice Garrel. At the start, Nora talks to the camera. She tells the story of Zeus, who took the form of a swan and made love to Leda. What does this mean? A clue is that she buys an illustration of the myth as a gift for her father, who's clearly uncomfortable with it. He's uncomfortable for another reason. His insides are ravaged by a cancer that will kill him in days. His illness impels Nora to find a place for her 11-year-old, Elias, to stay, so she can take care of her dad, and then, in one of those inexplicable psychological turns, a place for him to stay permanently, maybe with her last lover, Ismail, whom he adored. Played by Desplechin regular Mathieu Amalric, Ismail is the movie's second protagonist. In his first scene, two smiling men in white haul him from his chaotic apartment to a mental hospital. A respected violist, he's antic and grandiose and unhinged, but he's hugely likable. Now we see the protagonists struggle. Nora to watch her father die, Ismail to center himself, despite his lawyer showing up to steal drugs from the hospital pharmacy, a nurse therapist who flirts with him madly because he is a cutie, and a suicidal patient who thinks he's her soulmate. Ismail has two therapists, a hospital one, played by the still stunningly beautiful Catherine Deneuve, the other, an immense French-African woman, played by Elsa Wollaston, with whom he grapples with the meaning of existence. Nora and Ismail try to use myths to explain their lives, but we learn, to our shock, that they haven't begun to put it all together, and neither have we. Desplechin serves up dreams, visions, horrifying flashbacks, scenes set against theatrical backdrops with melodramatic music, and opening and closing snatches of the song Moon River, which poses the question, is Nora a modern Holly-Golightly instead of a modern Leda? The final act contains a series of climactic exchanges between Ismail and his former musical partner, between Nora and her father, via his last diary entry, and between Ismail and the boy Elias, and they hit you like an anvil and make you question everything you've thought about these people. I came to dislike the two protagonists for their selfishness, but then one of Desplechin's implicit messages is that humans are blinkered and self-centered. The movie ends with Nora's son assembling a collage featuring heads of all the figures in his life. Like us, he's trying to puzzle it out. We're used to movies that are intellectual jigsaw puzzles, but not emotional ones that make us question everything we thought we understood, in the characters' lives and by extension in our own. I'm still working on the jigsaw puzzle that is Kings and Queen, and I'm thoroughly engrossed.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.